La Crosse area softball pitchers dominate, including one hurler with a third straight no-hitter. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. An elite pitcher can carry a softball team to incredible heights, and many of the state's top hurlers have posted mind-boggling numbers over the years. You can add La Crosse Logan senior Jordan Kleeman to the list after she tossed her third consecutive no-hitter Tuesday night, striking out 15 batters in a 10-0, six-inning perfect game victory. She also no-hit Toma on Monday and River Valley on Saturday, as she has struck out 41 in 18 innings during that stretch. She wasn't the only Mississippi Valley Conference pitcher to dominate Tuesday night, however. Holman's Kylie Shams threw a five-inning perfect game against Onalaska, striking out five in the five-inning win. In the only other MVC game of the night, Aquinas sophomore Nicole Trussoni almost joined the no-no club, giving up just one measly hit as the Blue Golds trounced Toma 11-1. In other softball news, the new Wisconsin Fast Pitch Coaches Association rankings came out on Tuesday, and Delavan Darien moved into the top spot in Division II. Their time at the top likely won't last long, however, as later that day, Wilmot took down the Comets 7-4 as Sarah Hutchinson got the win in the circle and clubbed a home run plus added a 2-RBI double. The WIA announced 2017 divisional placements for boys and girls hoops teams last week. Five-time defending Division IV boys champion Dominican will officially be bumped up to D3. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.